This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, as we mentioned last week, the White House Coronavirus Task Force continues to report that Oklahoma is in the red zone for coronavirus transmission with more than 100 positives per 100,000 population. Those reports date back to the end of June, but were only released by Governor Stitt a few days ago. What have those reports said that Oklahoma should be doing to mitigate the coronavirus?
Well, in simplest terms, more. Much, much more. And over time, those reports have become more urgent in recommending that the state take very specific actions. In the most recent report, for example, they recommended that a statewide mask mandate be implemented, not for the first time, but for the third or fourth time. They also suggest that bars, nightclubs, and entertainment venues be closed because it's difficult to social distance there and difficult to wear a mask. They also recommend that indoor dining be limited to 25% and that social gatherings in red zone counties, and there were currently 19 in the White House Task Force report, be limited to 10 or fewer individuals. And in the 24 red zone counties, those limits be set at 25 or less.
Why is the state not following the White House guidance?
Well, Governor Stitt has been pretty specific and emphatic in what he has said. And that is that a statewide mask mandate would be difficult, if not impossible, to enforce, and that Oklahomans don't want to see businesses close again. The reports, including the most recent one, urge state and local officials, however, to work together to see that those type of things could be enforced. And in fact, some businesses seem to be doing that on their own. In my neighborhood, for example, a number of restaurants have not reopened their dining rooms and are only making food available for takeout, and other restaurants in the area are also limiting seating.
Sean, enforcement is what government does all the time, every day, since the beginning of statehood. We have 92 titles of statutes in Oklahoma that lay out laws, regulations, codes, and requirements, and virtually all of them have enforcement provisions. Is it still the governor's office's position that health and safety regulations and requirements cannot be enforced?
That seems to be the case, but I really think the bigger issue is one of politics. Masks and business closings have become political issues. We even heard them mentioned in the Democrat and Republican national conventions. And you're right, government has various mechanisms to enforce its requirements and its regulations. And if there's a public concern about those, there's a mechanism to address that as well, and that's through the court system.
The state has a 7.3% positivity test rate since March. The positivity rate for the week of August 16th through 22nd showed Oklahoma's rate at 9.9%, which ranks the state as having the eighth highest positivity test rate in the nation. Now, that's not likely what Governor Stitt had in mind when he said he wanted Oklahoma to be a top 10 state. Given this reporting from the White House, what is the governor's office and his advisors doing about getting Oklahoma off that top 10 list?
Really not much. Interim Health Commissioner Dr. Lance Fry issued a medical advisory on August 13th that, among other things, recommended those 11 years of age or older wear masks and also recommended that restaurants make some changes in their operations to help avoid community spread. But these were simply recommendations. They were not mandates or requirements. The state response really seems to be less about mitigating COVID-19 and more focused on making sure there is a hospital bed available for those who contract COVID-19.
State Impact Oklahoma and the Oklahomans surveyed more than 130 school districts and found that only about a third will require staff and students to wear face coverings. There's a lot of pressure on local school administrators to resume in-person classes, but there is no firm direction from the State Board of Education. Some districts are choosing not to follow the state board's safety recommendations. What is State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister planning to do about that?
Well, Superintendent Hoffmeister wants to know why some districts are not following the recommendations that were approved by the board back in July and in a fairly contentious meeting. Also, board member Kerlisha Williams-Bradley suggested that it may be time for the board to look at implementing a mask mandate of its own for all school districts. Now, that was not taken up at Thursday's meeting because it was not an item on the agenda. And Superintendent Hoffmeister said she believed greater discussion among the board would be necessary before such action could be taken.
Fair to say, this is a very fluid situation right now.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at @KGOUNews and at eCapital. You can also find us online at kgou.org and eCapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.